The opioid epidemic in Massachusetts is taking a turn into even more deadly territory. State police testing confirms the presence of carfentanil in bags of powder seized in both Brockton and Quincy. Carfentanil is roughly 100 times more powerful than the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Scary, as fentanyl was present in more than three-quarters of all deaths by overdose in Massachusetts last year. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the increased risk carfentanil poses to drug users, to people who try to revive them, and to police.
The latest threat for people addicted to opioids is from a drug that was never meant to be consumed by humans.
So, yeah, I went to a veterinary website to check this.
Dr. Melissa Liebecker, a medical toxicologist with the Massachusetts Rhode Island Poison Control Center, understands the effects of many, many drugs. But to get the right numbers for carfentanil, she has to tap into a website for prescribing drugs to animals.
You only need a couple of milligrams of carfentanil in order to put down an elephant. And, I mean, you can imagine that really then a couple of milligrams of carfentanil could knock out who knows how many tens of adult humans.
A couple of milligrams, as in a tiny pinch of salt. Dr. Liebecker, who is also president of the Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians, worries about what might happen to a family member or EMT who gets some of the fine white powder on their hands, or to a nurse who inhales while rolling up a patient's sleeve.
This awareness means that everyone needs to be far more vigilant, far more ready to use naloxone very liberally. And people should actually be even more afraid that there's something even deadlier out there.
Naloxone, brand name Narcan, can be used to reverse a carfentanil overdose, but it will take more than EMTs, doctors, and friends are using now, and no one is sure exactly how much more. The threat of accidental exposure from carfentanil, and fentanyl as well, has many police officers, firefighters, and EMTs on edge.
In fact, we put out just an alert today to all the officers about it to be more leery of any suspect powder and so forth.
Lieutenant Detective Patrick Glenn put out that alert before hearing that drugs seized by transit police contained carfentanil. Glenn, who leads the narcotics unit for Quincy Police, says he doesn't think carfentanil is being sold widely, but he's suggesting officers begin wearing masks in addition to the gloves that have become standard issue.
Officer safety issues are going to be ratcheted up. We do not want any accidental contamination or overdoses during an arrest or just seizing evidence.
Carfentanil is so dangerous, doctors say it might warrant hazmat suits. There's no call for EMTs or police to increase precautions to that level. But DEA spokesman Russell Baer says trying to stop the flow of illegal opioids while keeping investigators safe is becoming more and more difficult.
It's a delicate balance. It's definitely a draining of state, federal, local law enforcement resources in terms of trying to combat the dangers associated with these fentanyl powders.
Baer says carfentanil, like fentanyl, is produced in China and Mexico. Most of it comes into the U.S. through the mail. In one sample state police tested, it was mixed with cocaine. Two others were pure carfentanil. New Hampshire recently confirmed carfentanil overdose deaths. State police say there are no reports of carfentanil deaths in Massachusetts yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.